Gentlemen, 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 bring them in today. Bring them in this evening. Joey D coming in hot from a white wall. You got Mikey V coming hot from the cave. Where else would Mikey V be coming from? Fellas, how are we today?
How are we doing?
Running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I'm here. I've arrived. You know, I'm happy to be here.
And what does that mean? Elaborate on that a little bit, Joey D.
It's with the traveling, it's hard sometimes to do the podcasts. And I got stuck in rush hour traffic and whatnot. And then trying to get the fucking Wi-Fi going. It was a bit of a last minute scramble. But I'm happy to be here. Happy to see you boys. Happy to be running this thing. Mikey V, you're making faces. I don't know why he's making faces. Always something with this young man. He's always making faces.
Whoa!
I got to be honest. You know, like it's always something. I had, you know, the amount of DMs I had fucking from this guy and his video this week alone.
Wow!
You know? And then I bust my ass to get back, and I got to see the little snickering in the faces. You know,
wow! Like, a lot of pent up aggression here. Let it out, Joe. Wow. Let it out. Go ahead.
No pent up aggression. It's just, you know, I'm never taken seriously on this show. You know, I bust my ass to get back. I want to get a good show on the road. And then, you know, I got to see little faces and smirks and little, you know, nuances over there.
This show is built on smirks and faces, if you ask me, Joseph.
No, yeah. Apparently so, Mikey B.
Are you happy to be here today, Joey D?
I am. Yeah, I am. I was just reiterating something, and it's always a joke. It's always, you know, something that to laugh about, you know. It's never can never be taken seriously, you know.
Well, I mean, the show is called The Brilliantly Dumb Show, Joseph.
Fair point.
I understand that point. But it's like my whole life is always going to be a joke. I can never be taken seriously.
Well, ever. Okay. Well, let me ask you.
That is such a great opening, though, Joe. That is so great. And I disagree, Joe. I think that you are taken seriously, but you come into the show. You're a whirlwind. The hair's everywhere. You look like you've just been running off of a train to get onto the pod. And you're like, I'm happy to be here. A little difficult to get here. Yeah, but I'm happy to be here. I'm glad I'm here.
I got off a ferry from Alcatraz and had to get through fucking San Francisco, you know, traffic to get on the show.
Did you take the trolley or what is that?
Did you take the trolley, Joey Day?
Not this time, but I have.
You should have taken the trolley.
I don't know if I'd be a trolley guy.
I think he would be a lot. I think if Joey D takes that trolley, it's a lot happier of a mood out of the gate. I think you got to get on that trolley. Now, would we have started the podcast a little bit late?
Wow, there's that $60 basketball, though, Joe.
That is also one of the sickest things. And look, I got a lot to say this podcast. Joey, look, when it comes to Postmates, okay? When it comes to Postmates, there's nobody worse than me. Delivery, the Starbucks morning, nobody worse than me. I will say, you know, I've done the ice cream cone Postmates delivery. Cutsy ordering a basketball on delivery is one of the most outrageous things I think I have ever heard. And this is coming from a guy who has ordered a lot of crazy shit.
I wanted a prop for my sports book ad for DraftKings, Bob. It's a college playoff basketball here. You know, by the way, I've rehearsed this script like 25,000 times. Tried to get this thing done.
Why? Before. You don't have to read the script, though. You could go off the cuff as long as you hit the points, Joe.
Yeah, but it's harder because they have all the things that you have to
do. There's a lot of ground to cover, and it's a very minimal time window, but, you know.
30 seconds, by the way. I didn't realize how long-winded short. I am. Very 30 short. Seconds might as well be a millisecond.
But you could go. They don't mind. If you go following 30 seconds, they're not going to have an issue with
it. I don't know. Man. It seemed very, very strict on the 30 seconds.
I got mine down to 29 seconds, Mikey B, and then I got to put the disclaimer
now,
on the back.
But Joe, yeah. How did you get a basketball ordered? In all seriousness, like, I'm honestly, I don't know. Like, how? That's not
I went on to DoorDash. I went to DoorDash, and in the search column, I wrote basketball.
That's crazy, man.
Pretty simple there.
That is
self-explanatory, I think.
Now, here's the thing that really pissed me off. My dasher was completely clueless.
I mean, Joe, the guy was probably confused. He had to go to Dick's and get a basketball.
So she went. I gotta show you. I cannot make this up. So I put in a basketball from Dick's Sporting Goods. Okay. And I get the basketball. I put in the Wilson NCAA, the official basketball, you know, for the college playoffs. And I get this. It's a picture from her as a substitute for a Wilson football.
Now,
and
what did you say? What was your response? What did you say to the Postmates driver, Joseph?
No, I need a basketball, not a football.
It's unbelievable, dude. I mean, can we throw in maybe a thank you or a?
I said thank you when she arrived.
What was the one Postmates girl, Joe? That video that you had. Shauna. What was her name?
Shauna.
This is Joseph.
Ticket or T-Bone, who's ever doing the pod, if we could get the cutsy Shauna clip.
Dude, the game is done, and our food is still not here. Hello, Shauna? Hello? Shauna, are you there? Shauna? Oh, here we go. I'm going to lose it. Hello? Hi, this is Joseph. Is this Shauna? Yeah, I know.
That's a great clip.
Load it up. I mean, that is absolutely terrific.
There you go, Joe. Now you're settled in. Now you're ready to go.
Do me a favor, Joe. Take the trolley tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to really get myself comfortable here.
You know what I think? I think the... Whoa, wow. Okay, this guy's out for blood today. Right. For the folks listening in your vehicles, Joey Diaz just gone with the Andrew Tate sunglasses from the Raptors.
Why is he Andrew Tate? They're not Andrew Tate.
I'm just saying that's the style of glass that he wears. And by the way, bet she's wearing some pretty expensive sunglasses.
Those sunglasses look expensive.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like I'm in my safe zone now.
Same thing with my love watch. I like.
You're like the kid. You're like the kid from Big Daddy. He's got to put the sunglasses on to pretend he's invisible.
Great movie, by the way.
Frankenstein.
Great movie.
It's a movie Bob actually
likes. Oh, yes. It's a great movie. Obviously, Sandler is his wheelhouse.
Big Daddy's tremendous.
That is good.
I want to ask you something, Mikey V, before we get a lot that we want to get on there, but I want to ask you something. This was your first weekend really diving, not that you haven't watched it before, but this was your first weekend, I think, really getting into it. You watched the Riviera on, by the way, is there an echo at all from my, or you'd
no,
be okay?
No,
good.
No
you
echo.
You watched the Riviera this weekend. You watched the golf tournament. Okay. Sure. John Rahm wins again. You got into it a little bit. Your thoughts on golf, and did you bet it, Mikey V?
I did bet it. I took Rahm. Well, I had a parlay that got busted. I had Ohio State Purdue under first half 65.5.
Christ,
listen to this.
Man,
listen to this.
Terrible.
Wait.
Would you just take a break?
Why? I've been white hot. Sub picks have been white hot, bro. They've been white hot.
Okay.
They've been white hot.
Okay, well, I got good news for you. Cutsy's got an insider for March Madness.
I don't want to know about it.
He may have it.
But listen, I haven't bet at all, Bob. I made one bet in a month.
Listen to this parlay. Sunday, I had a parlay going. Ohio State-Purdue under first half, 65.5, and John Rahm to win the Genesis, right? Okay, so one leg obviously hit. Rahm was the favorite, okay. But you parlayed these two picks together. It was like plus 150. Ohio State-Purdue goes over at 67 was the first half score. A last-second three from Purdue rims out, and that 7'4" gargantuan center that they have gets a put-back dunk with time expiring to lose the under in the first half. Absolute dagger to the heart of the only subs, but we will be back better than ever this week.
First off, I will say this. Oh, no. The last time you had us bet the Pro Bowl, I was going to say the NBA All-Star game. Thank God you didn't have us bet that. But I feel like you've had us bet the NBA All-Star game before, and I might be crazy, and I'd be the first to do it. Give me the NBA All-Star game unders all day long. But thank God you didn't make us do that, Mikey V.
No, I didn't.
The football, although that was the greatest bet. The Pro Bowl bet you had was the best bet ever placed. It was the quickest bet I've ever seen hit.
Yeah, it was great. It was easy.
It was unbelievable.
And then to answer the question, though, I have consumed more golf content in the last week since I made the Mikey Mulligan's announcement than I have in my entire life. I'm talking about soup to nuts, YouTube videos, golf club ordering, golf bag ordering, which the golf bag came in, tees being sent to me from gracious people on Instagram. I started
What's
that
the name of the tea company?
MPTs.
Shout out to MPTs.
Okay. And then also I started the Full Swing show on Netflix, which, by the way, is awesome. This show, Full Swing on Netflix, is awesome.
Do me a favor, though, Muggy B. Yeah, sorry to cut you off. Get a plug for Tempe Tees, though, because they did send you a nice little care package.
I mean, Tempe Tees, when you're talking about tempting yourself with the best tees in the game, who better than Tempe Tees? We're grateful for Tempe.
I love a good plug, man. He loves a good plug.
But no, in all seriousness, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the Genesis Invitational yesterday, the final round. I thought that the back and forth between, first of all, Homa, I think, had a share of the lead at one point. I think they were both 16 under at one point, and it was kind of close. And then, but this guy, Rom, man, this guy makes it look easy. I mean, it's disturbing. This guy, and what makes me really, really like just take a seat back is like these guys get aggravated when they hit a shot that, like, I'm sure if the average person hit the shot that they had just hit, it would have been like one of the greatest shots they've ever hit in their life. And these guys will hit a shot like that and they'll be upset with themselves. That's Mikey, really, really wild.
The odds, the odds are the best. It's so much fucking fun.
Yeah, it looks
to watch. It really is. It's just to watch these, I get so into it now. And it's just you have all these different guys. You got a lot of likable guys. Home is such a likable guy.
Scotty Scheffler, I really like from what I've seen of him on the show. Spaeth, obviously, I knew about it. Justin Thomas, I didn't know the dynamic of their relationship. So that's a new thing that I learned from the Full Swing show. But, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet. You know what I mean? When the duckling gets hatched out of the egg, it doesn't just, you know, it can't just, you know, it stumbles a little bit. It's not ready to just go down the river and start, you know, plucking worms out of the river there. It needs a little time to get acclimated.
I'll tell you this right now. You know who got I'm only two episodes in. I'll tell you who got a bad draw on just the way they portrayed him, like his career. They treated Brooks Koepka like he was Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. And I don't think he knew to the degree that they were going, you know, he has them in his room. I mean, they were really,
probably thrilled.
That's neither here nor there.
They painted him to be a guy who just has, to me, from an outsider dumb guy perspective, just looking in, they made him look like, to me, a guy who just doesn't respect the game that much. And it's kind of like, I'm just going out there to win. I don't give a fuck about anything else. And you could keep this and you could keep that, which I always thought that golf was kind of like this very much old school game of like, there's certain etiquette and there's certain things that you just don't say. And they painted this guy to be a monster, man. Like they really did.
He
comes off like an asshole. He comes off like an asshole. Fuck.
You're not going to get a disagreement. You're not going to get a disagreement from me. I really want to go back. I really want to be careful now of who I say anything bad against. That. Not that I'm going bashing, but I will say I got the guy. I've never seen a guy enjoy being an ass. It's like he enjoys coming off as being just an ass. I don't get now. Look, maybe when you meet him, it's a different thing.
Nicest guy ever.
Nicest guy. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, Chase Koepka was terrific. Big jersey. Yeah,
I'm not saying Brooks Koepka is in fact an asshole. I'm just saying the way he comes off.
The way he comes off on the show
makes him look like an asshole. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
And by the way, when he had his run on the PGA in the beginning, I was pulling for him. I thought he was very enjoyable in the beginning, and then he kind of picked up this pompous type thing. But look, here's the deal. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he's a nice guy. You know, we don't know. Chase Koepka was terrific. Funny story,
by the way, is I put out a post today, and I was like being grateful, this and that. And I put a story. I said, "What are you grateful for?" Like asking the follower, like asking people, like what they're grateful for. There was one response that I just cracked up laughing. The one response was Mikey Mulligans, because this guy now likes every single PGA piece of content.
This guy's going to be like Dan Rappaport.
You guys know me by now. If I'm diving into something, I'm diving. There's no, I don't, you know, it's just
dive
in.
He said that.
You go all in or you don't go all in at all.
Yeah, Mikey's like tweeting like, Homa starting to make a move here on the back.
Yeah, he sure was on the range.
Hey, Bobby's pregame on the range. Homa's making a push.
And then, of course, Dickie Gass makes me bet on this guy, Mitchell, who's a 2,200 to one shot.
He's a friend of the program.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with the guy. But I mean, I flushed that money down the toilet. It's but Dickie Gass and Dickie Gass we trust. So that's it.
Cashmere Keat.
Yeah, yeah. He did have an interesting set of pants going on. Yeah, Mikey D is like Homa here on 12. He's got a little bit of a right to left tweet. Missed the putt. Yeah. Tweet. Yeah. Parted. Tweet. Yeah.
By the way, I tell you what, I fucking love Twitter, man. Twitter to me is, I made my bones on Instagram, but Twitter really is so much more easy to interact with people.
Bones on Instagram.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You don't have to go to the DMs all the time. Like, I feel like Instagram, everyone wants the DM to contact. You on Twitter, it's very easy, like the threads, the chains, the commenting. I like Twitter, man.
I'm getting more into it. I think my tweeting is not, I'm not a good tweeter. You're definitely better at tweeting at me, but I love consuming information on Twitter. Yes. If there's so much easier to breaking alert for sure.
I gotta get a Twitter account. It's
tough. Joe, you need to get a Twitter account. I was gonna say,
we always say
Joey needs a Twitter account.
I'm gonna create
one immediately after this pod, Joe.
No, Mike.
Really? Yes.
I think that I've wanted Joe to get a Twitter for quite some time. With that being said, even like Jet said, when Cutsy goes on one of these rants, if it's a player, if he's got a bet on them, but it's do the Twitter. Do the Twitter, Joey D.
You got to remember, Joe, every tweet you ever send will be saved by some psycho.
People want to see what Joey D has to say.
For sure. People try and tag Joe in all these tweets, but they can't because he's not on there. They try and tag him in so much shit.
Maybe.
I've probably gotten a body bagged on Twitter. I don't even know it.
Well, let's see in the comments on the YouTube here. Do you want to see Joey D with the Twitter? And another thing I'd like to see is his name. I think... You know, Joey Cole Cuts would be great, but I think needs a name.
I know what my Twitter name would be.
What would it be?
It'd just be Joey Tweets.
That might be taken, though. That
probably taken.
That's a great hit Twitter.
No, it's good. It's good, but it might be taken. I do want to get into the buy or sell before anything. And vibes are tremendous. Vibes have really. This is a good start to the pod.
Yeah, okay. It was a rough start.
It was a rough start. It was very rough. Picking up steam. You know, Joey D, can we, if on the trolley tomorrow, if you take a selfie on the trolley, let's post that to the Brilliant.
I'm not going on the trolley tomorrow,
Bob. I think you should go on the trolley.
I've been on the trolley. You've done a trolley once. You've done a trolley 100 times. There's no difference.
You know, I love to see my wife on the trolley because that's Holly on a trolley. Jeez, I knew, man, Joe would like that. Joe's always a sucker for a good dad. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your support, Joe.
That's like the elf on the shelf.
Let's talk about let's talk about something, okay? Here's the deal, all right? I think that the Bobby Blockbusters segment has been, although it may not have been successful standpoint of movies, I think that it has been a very good segment. I really do. I log on to Twitter after the podcast last week, okay? And there's a tweet from Beardown. He has completely hijacked the segment. It's one of the most fraudulent plays this show has ever seen. This tweet from Beardown, and I'll send it to T-Bone.
I don't have Twitter, so I don't know. What did
Joe,
you
let him go because I'll have a rebuttal, but let Bob go.
Of course
go
you
ahead.
Will.
Go ahead, Bob.
He says... # Mikey Movies, no space, will roll on this week. Recommendations came flying in heavy. Have sifted through and saw this one mentioned several times. Official viewing will be held Wednesday night. He hijacked the segment. He hijacked it. And I want to give you the floor, Mikey D. It's one of the sickest moves I've ever seen made. It's sick.
He was probably sick and tired of you not liking half the movies, Bob.
Maybe so. But also keep in mind, well, I'll let you rebuttal because I'm wildly curious to hear this. A guy, somebody like you, I know you're going to have a rebuttal. I really want to know what the rebuttal is.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's all yours.
A couple of weeks ago on this show, we were going through a list of movies again, what we think could work. And Joe mentioned... Peanut Butter Falcon, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I got laughed out of the building.
You did. And that was by me. I couldn't get over the title of the movie. It just, to me, it sounded so outrageous. It was not something I could get behind. However, after that show and that pod went live, people on Twitter literally lambasted me saying, Mike, you have to watch this movie. It's a really good... Everybody came to the defense of Joey D and the Peanut Butter Falcon. Everybody on Instagram and Twitter.
The movement.
I said, okay, after an alarming response from the public, I said something like that, I will be watching the Peanut Butter Falcon because of the overwhelming demand that I should watch it. And as a joke, I put hashtag Mikey movies. I thought that was funny, right? Okay. So I view the Peanut Butter Falcon.
I'll let you keep going. I do not think that was a joke by any means. I do not think that the hashtag Mikey movies was a joke.
The hashtag Mikey movies was a joke. And then once I finished viewing it, I gave a legitimate breakdown synopsis of what I thought this movie was strong with and what I thought it was weak with. And the overwhelming response that I got from the Twitter faithful and the Twitter voiceless, Bob, it was astounding. They were like, you know, these are the movie reviews we were expecting from Bob.
This guy sounds like Trump right now, by the way.
I'm not. No, it's not. No, I don't, Bob. See, this is what I mean.
He's going to take over our Callaway sponsorship.
I already reached out to Callaway. I started following them this week. They couldn't throw the young man a set of. You know how many people ask me, Mike, why are you buying clubs? Callaway couldn't.
But let me ask you this, Mikey. Okay. And I, by the way, I totally believe that people said you got to watch this movie. I've seen the comments on the Bobby Blog. Okay. I totally believe this. Do you not think that when you started the Mikey movies phenomenon, that
right, which it is?
Well, did you not think that I was going to see that and be like, he just hijacked the.
Of course,
shit
I thought you were
going to
see it. We're best friends. Best friends. Two of my best friends. Of course, I thought you'd see it, Bob. But I really didn't think you would think I hijacked it. Number one, I was never looking for a Mikey Movies plug on the pod. I was never going to discuss Mikey Movies. Mikey Movies is strictly for the Twitter voiceless and faithful followers. That's its own group of people.
Here's
that
the issue I have. Okay, here's the issue I have.
Go ahead.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. You mediate this thing if one of us are wrong. But the issue I have is back-to-back weeks, Mikey Movies tried to shut down the Bobby Blockbuster segment. He did it back-to-back weeks.
So, Joe, don't say oh. Joe,
no,
don't say
what do you
oh.
Mean? He's
because
right.
I said it in front of your face, Joe. I said I think we should remove the Bobby Blockbuster. Because, Joe, you agreed with me that you didn't think the effort from Bob was forthcoming. And you
I agree with that.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. It's an awfully strange timing to shut down the segment and then start.
But I wasn't starting a segment, though. I wasn't going to bring this onto the pod. Bob decided to bring this onto the pod. I was never discussed.
But you did start a segment.
Mikey Movies is an organic experience on Twitter only. On Twitter only. And I want to keep it off the
pod. You guys are fucking nuts. We're all nuts.
Do you know what Gambler's Digest group chat tomorrow is going to be? It's going to be Mikey V sending screenshot after screenshot of people saying, Mikey, we love the Mikey movies bet. No. Fuck Bob.
Fuck Bob.
No, that's the way it's going to be. No. And that's okay. But the bottom line is you absolutely hijacked the segment. You totally hijacked.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, can we do a brief Bobby Blockbuster?
Now, let's listen to this one, Joe. Here we go. Go ahead, Bob.
Did you watch the movie?
Full thing, start to finish. Full thing, of course.
Okay, good. That's good.
I really did. And Joe, I wanted to come here today and say, you nailed it. I loved it. Peanut Butter Falcon to me. And I liked the message. It's not that I liked the message. Joe, I swear to you, I thought it was awful. I really do. No, Joe, I'm just being dead serious. I thought it was absolutely terrible. I feel
disappointed, like teacher right now, who's just
I know
providing him with educational opportunities to enhance himself and to like grow and develop, and
I'll say this about Peanut Butter Falcon. I thought the first third of the movie was really good, but then okay, go ahead, Bob.
No, I don't want to cut you off. I'm agreeing with 1,000% of what you're saying.
Okay, but then the final half to final third of the movie, when they met the wrestler guy, it got so absurdly preposterous. The storyline and the cinematography of it, when he throws the guy out of the ring. And I love the message, too. But it just got too ridiculous for me at the end. That's why I thought it was an okay movie to a good movie. I didn't think it was anything great, Joe. I did think the other movie was good. We'll get into that. Our recommendation for Bobby this week.
Oh, I thought this was Mikey Movies.
I told you, Mikey Movies is an organic Twitter experience. And if you want to get a Mikey Movie experience, you go over to Twitter, you follow at Bear Down Cuz, and there you go. Me and Joe have a winner for you this week, Bob. We need a Bobby Bagel rating on the Bobby Blockbuster.
Well, apparently it's getting a -2
We can't give a negative rating. It has to get solid bagel.
I like the message. I agree that first quarter of it, I was like, oh, fuck, he nailed it. Like, I'm into it.
Me too. How I felt in the first
quarter. It's a 3 bagel. It's a 3 bagel. I just think after that, and look, here's the deal. On Rotten Tomatoes, they give it like a 97%. I honestly, I thought it was terrible. I feel bad,
A 3 bagel is something you'd give like Jason versus Freddy in outer space against the Predator. That's like something that deserves a 3 bagel.
I guess I got to see
Alien
Jason
versus
Freddy.
Predator 3 or some shit like
right,
that.
Right, right. Oh, man. 3 bagels tough. But, Joe, I think we got the winner for him this week, though. If Bob doesn't like this movie,
I think we might have to give up.
I think we got to give up. I think we have. If he doesn't like this movie and give it, I'm calling for a minimum 7 bagel rating on this movie coming up.
I mean, listen, Bob, there's Hugh Jackman. He doesn't know actors. I don't know why I'm saying actors.
He knows Hugh Jackman, right?
He's Wolverine, right?
Yes. Yeah. There you go, Bob. Yep.
And then Christian Bale's in this.
He obviously knows Christian Bale.
Sure.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Sure. This is starting to feel like a Green Book type situation, by the way.
Bob, there's no way you can't like this movie.
It's a really good movie.
Okay, let's talk.
Mikey Joe. B?
You go, Joe.
All right, this is a movie which I didn't think about until I talked about it with Bear Down, but once I started thinking about it, I hadn't seen the movie in a while, but it's a classic. Now, it's not shot in 5K. But it is shot in the last, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, it's a newer movie.
It's a 2000-plus movie, so there's no reason to be like, oh, it's an old school.
I think it's 2016, perhaps.
I think it's 2010.
Great year.
You might be right, Joe.
Great year.
2006,
Joe. Did you say 2006?
So, yeah, it was. I figured it was closer to 2010 than 2006. Yeah. But anyways, the bottom line is this movie has a twist to it. It's not what you think the whole time. It keeps you guessing. Yes. And I do think there's an allure and enough action early on that you'll kind of get caught up. Scarlett Johansson is gorgeous. I mean, I don't know how you can't enjoy watching her in the movie. So there's a lot of things and the acting is great. So I think there's a lot of points that I think do check off on the Bobby Blockbusters list, as small as a microcosm list as that exists.
Sure,
I mean,
sure. We get
I
it.
Do think that
a
you
microcosm.
Like I do think Bob will like that.
Yeah, that's a little fucked up, right? I mean, that's a little fucked up.
I mean, I think he meant to say microscopic, but microcosm works as well. Yeah. But it works just as well. But I think he's right.
Beardon's point: if we get under 5 bagels on this, we're running out of shit here.
Well, Bear Down would love to get under 5 bagels because nobody wants to cancel the segment more than Bear Down. So Bear Down
Bob, there's no way. There's no way this movie misses.
Hit me with
there's
the movie.
No way.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
The movie is called The Prestige. The Prestige.
Bob,
Bob,
by the way,
why is Bob giving a face?
Magic.
Have
you
watched
know what
this?
The last movie was on the Mikey Movie segment?
Yeah, it was The Prestige.
The Prestige. Yeah. This guy has completely hijacked the segment. This is some of the sickest shit that I've ever seen.
Wait.
Let me tell you something, man. That is one of the sickest things I have ever seen on this show. We've been doing this show for 5 years. That's some of the sickest shit that I've ever seen, what you just pulled.
Wait a minute.
That's bullshit.
Wait a minute, Joe. This was Joe's recommendation.
This was his Wednesday night viewing.
You watched this a while ago, Mikey.
I watched it last Wednesday. What does that matter?
This guy's sick.
It's fresh
and
all
the... You know what? For a guy who always has the answer, he really does, and he always has a rebuttal. This is sick, and there's no other way.
But
Bob,
you gotta watch the movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch the movie, but he hijacked the segment. It's been hijacked.
I have not hijacked the segment. You, by you, you carrying
are,
on
you
like
are dead
this,
to rights.
You're hijacking the segment.
No, 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 no. You yeah, are yeah, dead yeah. to rights, and you know it. And no, you have that's a sick move you just pulled.
Joe was the one who came up with the prestige, unbeknownst to him. He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't know what's going on. And I said, Joe, it just so happens I just watched that
Joey
movie
D, is that
enough.
Not crazy what this guy
and by
doing?
The way, I don't have Twitter, so I don't know.
No, right. I know you don't. Right. I know you don't.
Here it is. You complain every week that me and Joey don't do our research. We don't
did
talk about it. This week we had a text message conversation about yes. what movie Bob should watch. And we both said, if Bob doesn't like The Prestige, there really needs to be a serious conversation.
By the way, the notion that we don't do our homework is absolutely absurd because I got to be honest with you. I've given tons of good recommendations.
Yes.
And they get swatted down. The Godfather might as well have been like When Harry Met Sally, which is another great movie.
Great movie.
Which I wouldn't suggest for Bob either. Although no. I do think Bob is a billionaire.
Bob shot down Bob has shot down multiple films that are on consensus movie critics top 20 movies of
all
time.
Don't make this about
me. He tells them they're horrible.
Don't make this. Don't make this about me. That stunt that was just pulled. And let me, you know what, Joe?
Now it's a stunt.
I would be curious. I'd be curious to see it, who sent the text first to The Prestige. I almost got a feeling too that Joey D did not send that initial.
No, that's not true.
You want me to
that's
look?
That's not true.
I'd be curious. Yeah, I'd be.
I'm gonna
be
look
very...
myself. I'm gonna look because this is getting accusational. Now.
Well,
it
sure is.
Well,
who sent The Prestige first?
I gotta look. I'm looking.
I think this guy's dead to rights for the first time in a long time.
Where is
it? No, I said it first. I said, have you watched The Prestige? What do you think? Awesome movie. He said,
I'll stand
incredible.
Down.
And
thanks,
then I said,
Bob.
I think Bobby
you, Joe.
Blockbusters for the week. And he said, yeah.
I'll stand down there. Okay. I'll stand down there. No problem.
To be honest,
you shouldn't just stand down. I should get some sort of an apology for that rant you just went.
Well,
you
no, but Ben, well, I do but, understand. Like, it's really, like, it's real coincidental that I just recommended the movie that you had just put.
I agree, but here's the thing, I got inundated with so many people saying the prestige. I was like, this movie's got to be incredible because so many people are recommending it. So I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's any possibility that Bob could watch this movie and tell us that this movie did not hit. I don't think. I think it's going
to be. I'll move on after this. But this has that Green Book vibe to it, to where both you guys are so hell-bent on it.
Yes.
And I do think it'll win her. I hope it'll be a winner. All right, well, let's keep it moving. The Brendan Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better. And let's head on over. All right. Let's head over to our buy or sell segment. I love you, Mikey B. Buy or sell. We were talking golf. If you boys don't mind, I can go ahead and start us off. By the way, our top five that we have coming up, I think is tremendous. And not to toot my own horn, I think it's the best top five I think I've ever created. Yeah, I feel
ever created by
No. Not the actual top five. I'm saying my answers.
You've created better ones.
No.
But it's a really good one.
I mean my list, not the – this is not the best top five.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, no, far from that. I'm just saying I love my list. But buy or sell, me and Joe have worked with her before, and I was just fascinated by how good she is at her job. And this is talking golf, and I know we talked golf before, so not to get too much in on golf.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you want to do it on three, Joey D? Let's do a one.
Now, are we going by her surname, like her taken name, or her previous maiden name? Because she goes by two names.
Great question. Let's go with her husband's name. I'm ready for you on three.
Oh, I don't know the husband's name. Shit.
Wait, I don't know what the surname is either.
I'm going to go with the name that I know.
Okay, me
is this
too.
A buy? Is this a buy?
Okay, let's. All right, you go with the name. You go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Amanda Rayner. All right.
It's Renner or Balione.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's actually her. Look, what she goes by.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she does both. It's just hard.
I was introduced to her as Balionis,
and I almost wish she'd pick one, but I get not. I get not, but it's like it's tough to figure it out. This girl and Colt Nost, Amanda Balionis, we worked with her when we did the Golf Channel thing. We were all very excited. We were pretty fucking nervous before. It was our first TV thing, big cameras, and they had me and her like lead it off, and then we were going to pan it over to Fat Perez and Joe. From the moment she started talking, I was like, I was ready to, I was so comfortable because she's so good at what she does. She's smooth. She knows when to send it over. She would send it over to me. I would send it back to her. She's unbelievable. And she does the golf broadcast with Colt Nost, who is also terrific. And they work with Jim Nance, CBS. When Jim Nance's time is done, you are going to see Amanda Rayner and you are going to see Colt Nost, I think, paired together for decades. I think they're tremendous. Mike, you might have heard them if you watched Sunday. You probably weren't really paying attention, too much attention.
I think she's one of the main narrators in Full Swing on Netflix.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Not mistaken.
It's exactly right.
Yeah, she's very good. She's very good.
I think she's terrific. Daughter. Yeah. She's very good. I think she's terrific. Wait, Joe, what'd you say?
I said, great set of teeth on her. She's very
Oh, nice. Oh yeah. 100. Wow. I thought you said something else, man. I'm sorry. I couldn't go by that. I heard something else. I was just like,
yeah, I'm talking about here, Bob. No, this is a married man
you're talking about here.
No,
well, almost. She's almost.
She's got, yeah, 100%. I think she's terrific. I am fine.
Good Lord, Bob.
I am fine. Amanda Rayner and Colt Nost, and let's hand it over to Joey D.
All right, I thought about this. I was gonna potentially buy the Netflix Full Swing that Mikey V talked about, but we already talked about this, and I haven't sold anything for a while, so I'm gonna sell something today.
Sure.
And you know, I might get some backlash on it, but I gotta call it how I see it. I am selling the NBA dunk contest. I'm selling it hard. And here's why. There's a few reasons. The guy who won it, Matt McClung, by the way, was great at Texas
Tech. He was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, we love betting on him.
He's played two games in the NBA. He is playing for the G League and was signed specifically. He is the first NBA slam dunk contestant to win who's played less than 5 games in the NBA. What in God's holy fucking name are we doing? And by the way, he was electric. But my point is this. You used to have Michael Jordan in the NBA dunk contest. And now all these guys, Donovan Mitchell, all of them, they're hanging out like they're going to the nightclub. They're watching guys who I don't even know half of these guys. Kenyon Martin Jr., I'm sorry. His dad's sitting there. It's terrible. And they're giving 47s and 50s for half of these dunks that are just terrible. And some of them are just, you see the guy who dunked and grabbed like the scorecard and it said a 50 on it.
Well,
it was horrible.
I'll tell you this, Joe. I didn't know that he was signed just to come on to the dunk contest. I didn't know that.
I knew that because I was with Scotty Blumstein and he told me this kid's going to win it before even the dunk contest happened.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because I was going to say, you know, want to know how the dunk contest, you know, it's lost its juice, is that it wasn't available to bet on any major sports.
Wasn't available.
Really?
Could not bet the slam dunk contest for the first time.
That's interesting.
In a long time. And you know, if Vegas wipes it off the board, that means it's meaningless. It really does. In the eyes of the betting public, it's meaningless.
The NBA slam dunk contest should be the who's who of the NBA.
I agree, Joe.
Duking it out, going toe to toe, and when Vince Carter won the slam dunk contest, it could not have been better. Mm. And it has, for all intents and purposes, taken a nosedive since then. It's just nowhere near. I mean, you used to have the best guys. Why doesn't LeBron ever compete in the slam dunk contest?
You know, he doesn't need to. I guess he feels like he doesn't need to. But I think
the only best players.
I think the only backlash you're going to get on the sell, Joe, is that people are going to take this guy's defense because of how awesome he was specifically.
He was awesome, but my point is he's not an NBA player.
I got it.
You can't play two games in the NBA and win the slam dunk contest.
It's like the and one mixtape tour.
Yeah, 100%. Here's the other thing. The panel of judges that they put out there, it's just a free-for-all. Whoever the hell wants to sit there. Karl Malone is the only guy I respect on there. Devonta Smith. Should not be a judge for a slam dunk contest.
Bad week to back Karl Malone.
Oh yeah.
No, Karl Malone was sitting there a couple times, like, what am I watching? Because a couple of the dunks were so bad.
Yeah, Joey D with the sell of all sell. It's a sell.
It's a hard sell. It could be so much better. We're getting regurgitated like content that is not as good as it could be. It'd be like going to In-N-Out and you're getting a burger that's not the same patty that you know that they used to use. It's ridiculous.
Okay. We got it. I like that. And he just grabbed the In-N-Out
cup. That's nice. Nice touch.
Sicko.
Nice touch.
Okay. All right. We got 14 minutes and I hate to cut this one off. We got 14 minutes left. So I do want to get into our top five. The vibes are very high. It's been tremendous. Clap it up, boys. Clap it up.
Well, Mike, you need to buy or sell.
Yeah, no, I'm coming over to him. The only thing that I will say about that, and I agree with what Mikey said, people are going to come to his defense because he was really good, which you did say, Joe. It would be sick if like Giannis and LeBron and all of them got together and were like, let's go put on a show.
If he wasn't hurt, like
that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. It's not fun. And you know,
the ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah, all these All-Star games have gone, whether it's the Pro Bowl, whether it's, the NBA All-Star. It's a joke. Mikey V, buy or sell, and then we'll go to our top five.
Yeah, a real quick buy and then a sell. The quickest buy is for the XFL. I think that some of those games were very entertaining. Shout out. I just want to give a shout out to AJ McCarron, our guy, huge friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Hell of a job he did with the St. Louis Battlehawks. That finished in that game. St. Louis Battlehawk game was something special, and we got to tip our cap to AJ McCarron. AJ, don't be afraid to send the boys some playoff tickets. Now, when the Battlehawks make the playoffs, if you get to the championship game, don't forget about us, okay? But the real segment here, I am selling this week conspiracy theorists. Over the past couple of weeks, you have seen a spike in these conspiracy theorists, and it goes way back to the people who believe that we never landed on the moon, that that was staged, and people who think certain disasters were inside jobs, and now it's the balloons, it's the trail derailments. These people, you must have nothing better to do with your life. You must have nothing better to do, nothing going on for you to concoct these wild premonitions and ideas in your head and spew them as fact. And it's just, it's so outrageous. I'm so sick of it. People with way too much time on their hands. I can't stand conspiracy theories. Now, I'll go ahead and I'll watch a show maybe on conspiracy, something that made like an official documentary, perhaps. I'll watch something like that. But for most people that are just, for the sake of argument, these half-assed conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists, I'm selling it. I'm so sick of it. I'm tired of reading it. Just move on. It doesn't affect you. If it doesn't affect your daily life, please just move on. Just move on from it. Conspiracy theories, selling them. Big time.
I think moving forward, I said it last week, Mikey V only can sell now. I love when he sells. The Mikey V sells are the best sells. The conspiracy theory that I usually, I just push it off to the side, and I totally agree with you, by the way. The one that really bothers me, where if somebody tries to pitch me, I just don't want to hear it. When somebody tries to say that 9/11 was an inside job.
I didn't even want to go there.
I get upset. I really do.
It's an insult to every person who was semi. It's an insult to every person who was either directly involved, lost somebody who was directly involved, or was indirectly involved and lost somebody.
Totally
agree. Or was in a profession that's... It's disgusting. That's why I didn't even want to say that. That's why I just said inside job. I didn't even want to.
Bro, I see some of that stuff on like TikTok, and it actually gets under my skin. I hate it.
Disgusting. Go back into your fucking hole if that's what you think. Sorry, but I'm not sorry because I think it's disgusting.
No, I do too. It really does. It pisses me off.
Back under your bridge.
I want to. Can we move on?
Yeah, go. Can we move on? Sorry, Bob.
I feel so bad that we're cutting this thing short.
I know. It's rough. It's really, really rough.
This is one of our better pods recently.
I got the guy from West Elm is doing a bunch of measurements for the couch. You
got to have that. I mean, you got to have the measurement for the couch.
I don't want it. The guy.
This sectional must be special.
Absolutely. Look at those windows, Joe.
I mean, this guy
could only dream of living in the White House.
This is ridiculous.
Oh God, Bob, you better tint those things. You're an easy target in there.
You have laser pointers going through there.
Can I?
Good.
You know what I did get that I do love is it's what? Fascinating to me, and I could see you having it, Mikey. Is no. The Ring cameras are fascinating to me.
The best.
They're unbelievable.
You can watch it all, Bob.
I'm putting one on the patio.
Yeah.
As well. I love them. I think they're great. They
especially
really
for control freaks like me and Bob. They're just one of the best things you can have.
My cousin though.
When I come, I'm gonna see a story of me on the.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's
right.
If you don't think he's using that Ring doorbell for content, that's gonna
that's
be a whole
exactly
new
right.
For Bob.
I already have a screenshot of Jet coming up for the other day. I have him coming up, and he just looks miserable. It's terrific. Okay, we're going to go top five here. And again, I know I'm going to take some shit for that. It really does suck, Joey D, because I really am enjoying this. We're doing top five here, gents, and we are doing top five bubble gum. Now, it doesn't have to be a specific flavor. We're talking about types of bubble gum. There's all types of bubble gum. You have gum that's great for your breath, that's going to stay long. You have the fun gum, the flavorful gum. Mm. What type of gum are you choosing? And let's start off, let's go with Mikey V out of the gate.
All right, number five, give me Big Red.
Joey D has got his hand up.
All right, sorry,
Joey D.
I got to ask Mikey V a question. I know we got to finish this soon, but I had somebody hit me a DM, and I thought about it, and it makes a lot of sense. Mikey V, do you remember the last time Bob ever gave his top five first?
What are we doing?
Somebody in the DM said that Bob goes to you and I first and then cherry picks between the top.
That's sick, man.
And then is able to get the best selection of top five from the both of us.
You know what, Joe?
So you know what? Let me go first.
Bob said he had the best top five of all time.
Let me go first.
Start us off.
Let me go first.
I mean, I
think that's sick.
I let the cat out of the bag on number five already. So if I'll just. I'll finish mine and then Bob could go. I'm confident in my list. I mean, maybe it won't hit, maybe it will, but and then we'll go to Bob. Really? I'm not worried about Bob's list. I'm really not.
I'll tell you this.
It might be a good list.
It could win.
It's a good list.
Probably. Joe,
can we get another side bet?
Tell that guy, thank you for his support of the show, but also tell him he's a sicko. Tell me, that's crazy.
Bob, Mikey V saying his top five is better than yours.
I did not. Now that I did
was
not
that, was that
say
that.
That
I'm not
never
worried about Bob's
now,
top five.
Now
this
we're going to pull the tape back here, and you guys are going to look awful silly.
Well,
because
starting
I never
the
said
next
that
week,
never said
every
that
Tuesday, it's Top Five Tuesdays with Mikey V. We're on Twitter. You could pile in your top five.
That's an organic, that could be an organic experience also.
We got a lot of requests.
You guys are unbelievable. Let me finish. Okay. Number five, Big Red. I'm a cinnamon gum guy. I do like cinnamon flavored gum. I think Big Red is the OG. I like Big Red. I think a cinnamon gum has to be somewhere in the mix, and Big Red does it best. They did it first. Big Red at five. Number four, give me Bubble Yum. Bubble Yum has the duck on the label, that duck with the wild clothing, but the flavors, cotton candy in particular. Have you ever had cotton candy Bubble Yum?
Oh, I never tried that.
Oh,
that
bro
sounds lovely.
Delicious. Yeah. Number three, Icebreaker Cubes. I think the cube gum, the soft cube gum, it lasts for some reason longer than any other breath gum out there, in my opinion. Icebreaker Cubes.
It's a great play.
Thank you. Number two, I'm going to go with Orbit. I think Orbit, when Orbit came out, I think they really kind of pushed the market back to like resetting the bar of what breath gum was about. Orbit, great flavors, clean flavors. They came out with the whitening line. I was a big fan of the Orbit whitening line.
Yeah.
Spearmint in particular. Give me Orbit at two. And then number one, dog. Number one, got to be the pouch of Big League Chew. Big League Chew to me is a special type of gum. You don't see it everywhere, but when you do, I bet you pick it up when you see it, because it's one of those things that you can't not buy. Stick it in the car, the middle console, stick it in your gym bag, stick it in your locker, whatever it is. Just keep that Big League Chew within arm's reach. Big League Chew number one for me.
You know, Joe, do you have any issues with that list?
No, I think it's pretty good.
By the way, we are going to get a Canadian gum out of Joey D. I've never been so excited to hear top five than Joey D's top five. I think you are going to get at least – my over-under would be 1.5 Canadian gums that you're going to get.
I'll go under on that.
Give me the over. I think it cashes at two. Okay, I got – now, there's, again, all types of gums. You alluded to it a little bit better down. There is the breath gum that makes that's good for the breath, long lasting. Then you got the fun gums that aren't as long lasting, but they're fun. They're enjoyable. A lot of nostalgia gums out there. Last thing I'll say about gums before I get into my gums, the five gum did a marketing push unlike anything that I've never seen a brand push a gum. Remember five, where the guy's hanging from the ceiling and it goes all the way down? Mm-hmm. They did such a crazy push. Not a bad gum. Disguise here, son of a bitch. Shit. Okay, at five, give me Big League Chew. Baseball gum brings you back. Give me baseball. Give me Big League Chew at five. Four, give me Double Bubble. Another baseball game. I was tough between the four and five. Double Bubble.
Good gum.
Three, give me Orbit. I agree with you, Mikey V. It's a tremendous gum. Two, Hubba Bubba Max.
Yeah, Hubba
Bubba is one of the most unbelievable gums. And then number one, Bubblicious came out with some unbelievable gums. It's a great gum for a flavorful gum. Lasts a decently long time for that type of flavor. Bubblicious at one. Okay, Joey D, take it away.
All right. I got mostly like nostalgic gums in here that I like. At number five, I got Juicy Fruit. All right. Number
Juicy
four.
My only beef with Juicy Fruit is that it dies. The flavor dies so quickly.
But that flavor is so good.
Guys, I hate to do this. This guy is here. I got to go downstairs and get him. It's terrible. There's nothing I can do. My hands
are
tied.
Let Joe read his list. You can go.
Read the list. Mikey V react. And I'm going to let you boys close down the show. And I know that's terrible.
How are you going to stop the recording?
I'm going to go get him. And I'm going to go do it. Okay. My hands are tied. My hands are tied.
They are. They are.
They are. You guys, I'm going to take a lot of shit, but you get that.
It was a nice night, Bob. Thank you.
I want to hear Joe's going. By the way, the only problem with Juicy Fruit, doesn't last. You got 2 seconds tops on the Juicy Fruit. Thanks for tuning into the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
This guy.
This guy's unbelievable. Joe, anyway, go ahead, Joe. I'm listening. And Juicy Fruit at five.
As you see him walk down his palace down to the second floor.
Yes.
Skyloft. Okay, Juicy Fruit of five. At number four, I went with the Big League Chew. I love that stuff.
Yeah, Big League Chew's great.
I just shove tons of it and just try to fucking eat the whole package in one go. Yep. And number three, all right, I have Double Bubble. I think is really good.
Good gum.
Number two, this is more of like a refreshing gum. Give me Dentine Ice, the intense Arctic chill flavor. If you ever going on a date or you need to go somewhere and you need your breath to be as spectacular as possible, aside from using a mint, this is the best stuff you can use.
Dentine Ice is great gum.
Yes.
Great gum.
And then at number one, I'm going with the nostalgic gum, the original Bazooka Joe. That stuff is classic.
In the big plastic bucket. Yep. Great.
That's my number one, man. I don't know. Maybe Juicy Fruit I could have been a bit better on, but I think all those are good. I do like the Mentos play too. The Mentos packs of gum they came out with not too
Yes, long. I have those. I have that.
That would be my honorable mention. I had to give an honorable.
My honorable mention, I think, would be for nostalgic purposes, it would be Fruit Stripes. You remember the zebra? You talk about a horrible gum after 2 seconds, but Fruit Stripes is very nostalgic with all the zoo animals and the designs. It's very playful and nice. I guess that does it, Joe. Another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show without our fearless leader, Bob Berger. But we will, of course, see you next week. And we love you, Joe.
We always have. We always will.